Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Kylian Mbappe has edged his way into the history books, scoring twice as France beat Senegal 3-1. Erling Haaland's off to a flying start too, with a double in Norway's win over Iraq. And Lionel Messi, he continues to impress. A hat-trick for Argentina, and he becomes just the second player to score in 5 different World Cups. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90+ podcast, where we bring you stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. So let's start with France, the Les Bleus, and a pretty eventful opener against Senegal in New Jersey. French captain Kylian Mbappe is now the country's greatest goalscorer. They defeated Senegal by 3-1. And there is, of course, a bit of history here. France was Senegal's former colonizer for over 300 years, until it gained its independence in 1960. And France are 2-time champions, dominating the 1998 and 2018 World Cup, as we know, as well as being the runners-up twice. But Senegal actually controlled a lot of that first half today. They were just organized and sharp on the break. But as we so often see with this French side, they found a way to step up in the second half. French coach Didier Deschamps made some changes, with substitute Paris Saint-Germain's Bradley Bakula coming on and scoring a goal, switching him with PSG teammate Ousmane Dembélé in the second half. And of course, there's Kylian Mbappe with both his goals. Speaking after the match, defender William Saliba spoke about the moment Mbappe made history.
It was crazy for where I was, because we just conceded the first goal 30 seconds ago, and just 1 minute after he scored a banger. So yeah, I was so happy, and yeah, a crazy goal.
Senegalese folk beating their chests and dancing with just a ton of optimism now. That's a super.
Senegal pulled one back deep into stoppage time, with 18-year-old Ibrahim Mbaye scoring in the 95th minute. And then, not too long after that, almost immediately Mbappe responds again a minute later. In 2002, Senegal beat France in their opening game, marking one of the tournament's biggest upsets. Senegal striker Nicolas Jackson, who plays for Bayern Munich, had a few great attempts. Didier Deschamps says it was difficult with a great team like Senegal, saying they were organized and able to move ahead quickly, which can be, in his words, a danger for the French side. So let's hear from the captain of the French national team and forward, Kylian Mbappe himself.
As I said, it's only a first match. We will have to progress because I think there is room for improvement with this team. We have a lot of players who are very young. It's the first time they've played a World Cup. So I think there was also a little emotional outburst. I think it will do a lot of people good. It will bring a little peace of mind to win this first match, and we will prepare for the Iraq match and try to win, because if we win, I think we will be able to qualify.
And just to unpack it all, I spoke with my colleague Christophe Mallet. He's SBS's French executive producer and also a journalist with SBS Sport.
You know, there was a bit of a surprise, but you know what really matters is the results in the end. And what I'm amazed match after match after match is how Mbappe is the boss. Mbappe is the director, is the conductor of this French orchestra, if you want. And we saw it today. When the country needed him, he was there. He responded. He opened the score when France needed it. There was a penalty that, you know, maybe should have been, should not have been. Let's not debate about this. But then when Senegal scored, Mbappé, straight away, he was not having it. That's not how his match was going to finish, and he scored again.
And what he was referring to just then was the debate about whether or not France should have had a penalty when ex-Liverpool player Sadio Mane brought down Mbappé. The referee's controversial VAR call denied Mbappé a penalty.
It's never easy to start a World Cup, and it's always fantastic to have a win the World Cup. We saw other countries like Spain were not able to have a win. So that is a massive plus. From now, I think they just needed to align a lot of their dot the I's and crosses the T's. And that was done in this match. So we shouldn't be too worried about the rest. Iraq, I reckon it should be okay. I'm more interested about Norway and what should be, as we look at it now, the fight for who's going to win that group, because Norway looks amazing.
Meanwhile, Norway defeated Iraq 4-1 with Manchester City striker Erling Haaland scoring two of the goals in Boston.
First of all, the relationship is good. I think you've been seeing that for the last, ever since he started with the national team. We've been developing a good relationship, and we've been performing both on the pitch, and then that's what's the most important thing, and that's what we've been doing. And goal scorer, I will say I'm up there. I don't think I scored the most goals this season, so statistically no, I'm not, because I think Harry Kane and Mbappe scored more goals than me, and that's a reality, so no, I'm not.
But there's still reason to celebrate, with Australian coach Graham Arnold bringing Iraq's national team back to the World Cup for the first time in 40 years. And despite his side's heavy defeat to Norway, Arnold says they may only need to win one of their two remaining games.
What we're going to focus on, obviously, I think 3 points will get you through to the next phase. We've got two more games to go. You know, I thought the boys did exceptionally well first half. A couple of mistakes hurt us badly.
It is the country's second time appearing in the tournament. Graham Arnold is the first Australian coach to take teams to two World Cups. The first was with the Socceroos to Qatar in 2022 before switching allegiances.
Messi flying forward. Leo Messi! He transcends time! His 200th cap! His 6th World Cup! Another majestic moment!
Meanwhile, more than 69,000 fans were packed into the stadium to watch a pretty special moment, with Lionel Messi doing what he does best for Argentina. They were up against Algeria, who is back at the World Cup for the first time in 12 years. And Messi made it count with 3-0. He became the first player ever to feature in 6 World Cups and also celebrated the milestone in style with his first World Cup hat-trick in Kansas City. His third came in the 76th minute, taking his total to 16 World Cup goals and drawing level with German great Miroslav Klose.
No, la verdad que no. La verdad que es un honor, obviamente, estar ahí por lo que significa.
It's obviously an honor to be there, to be alongside Klose and the others who came before. Ronaldo is there too, but I don't think it means anything. Mbappe scored 2 today. He's up there too. In the end, it's just a statistic and nothing more. While I'm proud to be able to compete with all of them, it doesn't mean anything to me. From what I've seen, Ronaldo was one of the greatest, and he's not in first place. So it's just a statistic.
And for more on the last match today, you can now watch SBS On Demand for Austria versus Jordan. And I'll be back tomorrow bringing you the latest talking points of the matches between Portugal and DRC, England and Croatia, Ghana and Panama, as well as Uzbekistan versus Colombia. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And for the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.